Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner. As always, coach, appreciate the time. A weekend sweep over Crookston and Bemidji. Now, before we get to the actual basketball, have you ever had a weekend where you won both games by the exact same scoreline? I feel like that's a one-in-a-million type weekend there, coach.
That was interesting. I did recognize that. And, hey, if we win the score, if we win each game by the same score each day and it's by 1 point, I'm happy. So the fact that it was by 16 points both days is good enough, and we got to go on to the next one.
So to talk about the actual basketball, the defense has shaped up ever since that Minot State game, and not to say that the defense was poor, I should say, but you went to three overtimes. Point being, that's three straight games where you hold your opponent to 64 or under. What has been working for you guys on the defensive side of the ball?
You know, really nothing different. We actually defended really well against Minot, other than right. overtimes, and just kind of ran out of gas. So, I mean, it's been our staple. I mean, we have not been as good as we need to be on the offensive end in terms of efficiency. And you know, I've talked to our guys, you know, too often about that part's gotta get better, or, you know, we're playing with some fire in terms of our long-term possibilities. But, you know, defensively, for the most part, we've been pretty good all year. It's something we're going to continue to hopefully hang our hats on. And, but, yeah, we're going to have a huge challenge in front of us as early as this Friday.
Earlier in the season, Coach, to talk about that offense that you'd like to improve on, at least efficiency-wise, it was sort of the Luke Hartle show to start off this year. And then once teams started to figure out that Luke was the go-to guy, then you slowly had these other players to step up. And it feels like on any given night now, you can get five different guys that could lead the team. This past weekend, it was Connor Drew. But how important and how advantageous is that for this offense to have multiple guys being able to score?
Yeah, balance is important. I mean, as you mentioned, it's hard to key on one person, and we've gotten, you know, really good contributions from all five starters on the scoring end of the floor. And yeah, it makes things you know, a little harder to prepare for us, but mm-hmm. also gives us options when we need to go get a basket.
I assume we're not looking too much at record. It's every given week in the NSIC. You always talk about everyone is winnable, and we look ahead here to St. Cloud and Moorhead, two middling teams right now in the NSIC, but two teams that are right behind you guys in the NSIC standings. Moorhead we'll get to, but for St. Cloud on Friday night, this is a team that wasn't picked greatly in the preseason, but they're up there in the top half at 6-4 right now. What's the focus with St. Cloud coming up this Friday night?
You know, Quincy's done a great job with that program. They have all freshmen and sophomores on their roster, so they're really young, but they're really physical. They play really hard. They've got two guards, undersized guards, both 5'11", that lead them in scoring. They both get to the foul line. And they're really tough, and then they've got a big guy inside that has done a nice job. And so I've been really impressed watching film of St. Cloud. I think we're going to have to play as well as we played all year, both mentally and physically. They challenge you, and we're going to have to definitely be ready to go on Friday.
And speaking of Moorhead, the following day on Saturday, you get to them later in the week, of course, but this is a team that was ranked in the top 10. They had that great season last year. They were ranked again this season, and they've somewhat fallen off. I guess that's just relatively speaking. They're still up there in the top 30, 40 in the country, but how do you get that success against another really good basketball team on the Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, that's the challenge in our league, is you've got to be able to do it two nights in a row, and it's hard. And again, my concern with our team is, you know, for us, I'm asking, you know, five, and Nick Taylor plays, you know, 15 to 20 minutes a game, but I'm asking five guys to play, you know, 34 to 37 minutes a game, and mm-hmm. to ask them to do it again on Saturdays has been concerning. And our guys have handled it well to date, but, you know, these last 11 games are the most important 11, and, you know, Moorhead's really good. Jacob Benenga's hurt, their best player. They actually pulled a freshman out of his red shirt, and he's been playing just as well as Jacob. So, I mean, it's scary long-term for when you have to face Moorhead, knowing they've got another guard coming that is very similar to Jacob Benenga and is playing really well. I bet you, I mean, I haven't looked it up, but I bet you he's averaging between 17 and 20 points a game in the four or five games that he's played since Jacob got hurt. So they've still got a lot of really talented pieces, and they got great size. So they start, you know, 6 foot guard, and then they go 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 7 foot at the other four spots. So, yeah, it'll be a heck of a challenge both nights. You know, right now our focus today is going to be on St. Cloud and trying to figure out a way to get Friday's win first.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner. Coach, you talk about playing those five guys a long amount of minutes, a large amount of minutes. Have you thought about if you do need to switch that up, is there a fallback, for lack of a better term, in terms of getting minutes to other players on the bench?
Not really. You know, I mean, not that I'm comfortable with right now, and that's the issue. I mean, if I was, I wouldn't be playing them 35 minutes a game, because in this league, that's asking a lot. You know, and part of that is, you know, I ask a lot of us defensively as much as I do, you know, offensively. Everybody wants to play hard because they get the ball. But we certainly, you know, ask them to give us a lot physically and mentally on the defensive end of the floor. And so, our best teams have been teams that have eight or nine guys, and I'm just not there yet with the other guys that are available. And you know, I just feel like there's a significant enough drop off when we do go to our bench that right now I need to be committed to the five starters to play a lot of minutes, and, you know, through whatever it's been, 15 games or, you know, whatever, I don't even know.
17.
But whatever, so if it's 17 games, it's worked out. But like I said, it's when you get into, you know, this time of the year where now you've got to do it the back half of the year, it's a concern. There's no doubt about it.
Do you have hope, or any sort of hope, that you can maybe find someone off the bench to be an important piece later in the season with only 11 games to play?
You know, I think the roles are pretty established, and so I don't anticipate a whole lot of change. And, you know, I mean, if we have to, we will. And you know, I guess if we have to, it's based on, you know, unfortunately, somebody probably not, you know, staying healthy. Mm-hmm. So I think if we stay healthy, I think how we're playing is going to be the way we, you know, finish up the last 6 weeks of the season and see if we can make it to the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Looking back at this weekend, Coach, it's always a little bit awkward when you have these two comfortable wins and you're playing two teams near the bottom half of the NSIC. Not that that makes them bad teams by any means, but the point here is it's sometimes there's the cliche of it's harder to see what you need to improve on in wins like this. Is there anything that you're noticing right off the jump of looking at the tape and looking back on the weekend where you're like, we got to do that better, regardless of the fact that it didn't affect the outcome of the game?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, offensively, we're not making the game easy. And I think I mentioned it, whether it was to you or somebody else, I mean, we pass the ball, but we don't share it at the right times often enough. And so we either dribble it one too many times, or we dribble it and pick it up and don't deliver it when it's supposed to be delivered. And if that doesn't change, I mean, that's a big part of, I think, why we're not getting the best shot possible often enough. And so, the offensive end for us has got to become better. Like I said, I think we're shooting 43% from the floor in league play. I mean, that's just not good enough. And we got to get it into the upper 40s and pushing 50. I don't know, you know, if we will, but it's something we're talking to our guys about. And, you know, I would tell you we're going to need to do that at a higher level on Friday, because St. Cloud will really, really guard you, and they're really physical. They really fight you for every possession. And so if our detail and our toughness isn't good enough to handle those things, it's going to be a challenging night for us. So that would be the one thing in particular that we've got to get better at. And the other piece to it, you know, 9 of the 11 games we play here as of today, moving forward, are against teams 500 or better in the league. So we're getting, you know, a tough second half of the schedule that again, if we're not ready to play, we're going to pay for it.
Head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and good luck this weekend. We'll talk next week.
All right, Chick, thanks.